Hello there, Hopkins. This is Jay Mason again, and you're still at the Placentia Presbyterian Church in Placentia, California, at the Music in the Parks Festival, and you're about to do your warm-up piece with your strings here, so I would like to put the microphone down and let you guys hear yourselves in here like I did for your other groups, and I'll be back when you're done. Okay, guys, that was a nice selection to start with. Very good for hearing yourselves and working on your intonation and all that sort of thing. So now it looks like we're going on to the faraway place, William Hofeldt. Looks like you're about ready to go here. What you guys do with this, and we'll be here with the adjudicated piece here. Wow,
beautiful.
Well, I have to say, I've heard a lot of junior high school string sections, and I don't know that I've ever heard any that sounded like you were quite this musical. Just a few very minor little intonation issues, few little motion issues. You guys are clearly all playing together here. This is getting really picky because there's so much good stuff going on here that I have to put on my professional hat here and think, if I was sitting in a recording studio where I often hear a lot of strings, what I'd be thinking about. I'd like to hear a little bit more phrasing on some of the quarter notes. Back in 19 in particular, I noticed that there was kind of a little bit of an individuality to each of those notes, and it wasn't really a phrase. Here we go at 28. Let's see what you do here. Yeah, see, each of these notes just kind of has one attack rather than an entire phrase. That would be the next step for you guys. Would just make it sing a little bit more. I think it's more a case of the vibrato stopping between the notes a little bit. Again, it's really gratifying to be saying these things to a junior high school group. Watch, Celli, that you don't slow down on your eighth note figures. on the last... There, now it's really starting to tighten up. Every once in a while, the last eighth note or quarter note was... Yeah, that's just a consistent issue there. Well, this is the kind of stuff that when I go to the movie theater or when I'm sitting in a movie studio, is wonderful as a horn player to just be sitting there listening to strings play. It was really, really dynamite playing. Digging into the moving eighth notes here and all these on beat three, that's all really nice stuff. Cello. Celli again on the eighth notes that are moving here, starting on all these really nice slurred phrases. You guys could just dig in a little bit more. I think a really good thing that I could say at this point is that if you guys aren't aware of it, movie music is really the cutting edge of composition right now. I know I'm participating in quite a bit of it, but as a woodwind double or saxophonist, you should really be listening to some of those scores if you're not already, and really listening to how your playing compares to the top professionals in Los Angeles and other parts of the world that are doing those scores. Reason why is just these few things that I'm saying to you. I think some listening and then practicing on your own and trying to meld your technique with what those people are doing. I think we had a wrong note there at the very end. Watch out for that. Don't lose your concentration. Anyway, really enjoyable to hear you guys play that. That's a beautiful, beautiful piece of music. And well, just a lot of really good things going on. Watch that wrong note at the end. Try to meld your playing with what professionals are doing. I don't often get to say that to kids your age, but seriously, it's if this music isn't moving you, you're fooling me. So anyway, we'll move on here to Montrose when my colleague Dr. Dickey is ready. Okay, here he goes. Quite getting the definition in the eighth notes that I'd like to get in the celli here. Yeah, just a little bit, not as much definition as I'd like to get here on some of this. Okay, now we're starting to get with it as we play louder. Yeah, okay. So my comment here would be that when we're playing piano, we play with the same fire and intensity on all of those phrasing things, accents, all that stuff that you do when you play forte and fortissimo. Now we're tending to get just a little bit behind on some of the easier parts. So along with that loss of definition there on the eighth notes, when we get to things like quarter notes, we're tending to slow down a little bit. It's not uncommon. Careful there, basses. Don't come in early. See, little things like that, that's what mars a performance a little bit. Watch your intonation there. It's very good. It could just be a little bit better. 52. Almost, guys. Boy. So good. What I would like to hear through here now is a little bit more fire and passion through these. I know this is soft, but there's an intensity that I would like to be hearing that's almost there, just not quite. Going to make a suggestion here. What I like to teach my students is that whenever you're playing a half note, in some cases here you're playing half notes tied to quarters, as soon as you start on that note, be looking at the next note that you're going to play. Beautiful entrance at 72. If you look at the next note you're going to be playing and you're moving toward it, and there's this sort of unspoken thing that happens that I can't really describe. That's missing a little bit from your performance. But hey, we're talking about really neat advanced stuff here. On the open intervals there, guys. Really nice. Good intonation within the group chordally, I must say that. Okay, here we go. Okay, come on. Dig into those. Okay, the extent to which we hit those accents together is going to determine how much energy we get. Yeah, we're just a little imprecise there at 111, and that makes it just not quite as exciting. It may sound like I'm kind of splitting hairs here, but that's the level you guys are at, and that's what's going to make the performance even better. And those notes is starting here in, for example, 122. As the notes descend, boy, give them some life. Good crescendo there at the end. All right. Well, that's well deserved. So I'm going to take these in reverse order. A really fine performance on both pieces. Mantras, it's like it's clear that where you guys are at here is getting all of the elements that we're talking about to happen when you're playing a faster, more difficult piece. I mean, that's where you guys are at as players. Really moving through lines and getting things like bum bum beat up bum bum bum. The extent that you play those together, really hitting all those downbeats together, hitting moving eighth notes together, all that sort of thing is going to determine the level of energy that the piece gets. So if you feel this little sagging in the way you're playing. I mean, it's an amazing thing for me to be saying to a group like you. But if you're feeling just a little saggy on some of those things, I don't know any other word for it, that's what it is. Okay. Secondarily, I was moved by your performance of The Faraway Place. There was a lot of musicianship happening there, and some of that's coming from the podium and great instruction on the part of your teacher. But more importantly than that, it's just coming from understanding what music should really sound like. The things that we talked about in terms of like making a phrase happen instead of just the individual notes would make it even better. Really listen to some professional string groups. I could recommend a number of movie scores, but I'm sure your director can tell you what they are. Listen for how we phrase. Listen to how notes land and move together, and I think you guys will improve. So you guys are going to have a lot of years of enjoyment making really great music, even if this doesn't become your profession. And you should be very grateful that you have a program like you're in to get you started. This is Jay Mason, and thank you for coming to play for us. And I really enjoyed it.